From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Call for improved forest management approaches are echoing again as devastating fires rage in California timberlands, even burning into the Tahoe Valley. Licensed timber operator Mike Albrecht encourages forest thinning efforts that won't repeat mistakes of the past. For years, he says, rather than thinning forests, California thinned out sawmills and biomass plants, removing useful forestry infrastructure. U.S. ethanol plants slumped 37% in July, the lowest level since October of 2013, as former key destinations Brazil, China, and India were nearly absent from the market. For the fourth straight month, Canada was the top destination, but down 13% from June. Shipments over the first 7 months of the year were down 9% from the same period in 2020. U.S. exports of dry distiller grains, the animal feed co-product generated by dry mill ethanol plants, were up 13%. With cell-cultured meat getting closer to the marketplace, the USDA is asking consumers how the high-tech products should be labeled and whether using names such as pork loin or steak should be permitted. According to Agriculture.com, a Federal Register notice has set November 2nd as the deadline for public comment. Deputy Ag Undersecretary Sandra Eskin says this is an important step toward ensuring the appropriate labeling of meat and poultry products made using animal cell-culture technology. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.